Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
I've been asking this, as I said, Ben McDonald, Kenley Jansen, Rich Hill, just in the last week or so. I said, listen, pitcher injury epidemic, power rank. Power could be the power rankings. And usually what they do, about power rank the reason for it.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. And so usually what has happened, when I say usually, every single time what has this happened, they get to one. And then just that, you know, like I get the other, like they have their one. And Ellen, one of the things is really interesting is that the one, like they're all different. Like they all understand we have the top four or five reasons, right? But, you know, so I'll ask you if you want a power ranking or if you just want to give your top and say, this is the reason I think it's all these pitchers' injuries are happening.
Yeah, well, there are so many factors. And I do feel like I could give you a legitimate power ranking if I had a little bit of time to think about it. But I think the number one for me, coming in at number one, that is essentially the church of max effort and max velocity, I think, is the number one thing that is to blame for this. And I think that's so difficult because I think it's essentially a genie that cannot be put back into its bottle, right? This is what we have as a sport. Players are so optimized, right? There's so much information for them about how to get the most out of their bodies and the most out of every single one of their pitches. And they are taught this, I don't know, maybe this is number two, right? So number one would be max effort and max velo at the major league level. Number two would be that kids are taught this from a very early age. I just need to figure out how to throw 95 because otherwise I'm never going to make it, right? So there's, and I quite understand this, right? If there were a way that I could know, actually maybe I can make a direct analogy as an actor. If there were a way that I could know that I was going to do a great job in a movie, but I might injure myself, I would still totally do it, right? And actually, like I have a bevy of physical problems because of like my own version of max effort in certain different TV shows and films that I have done. You know, like filming Herd, I tore my hip flexor.
Because
it was just like 12 hours of carrying somebody and running. But I was like going all out every single time, right? Because like I wanted to look good and I wanted to be good. So all of this is to say, I'm not trying to create too much of a parallel. It's just to say, I don't fault pitchers for being like, no, look, I'm just going to hope that I'm going to get Tommy John when I get to the major league level, right? I'm just gonna do my very best to figure out how to harness my body to throw 95 at least, right? Ideally 101. And if I have to get Tommy John when I get to the major league level, then like, so be it, right? Like I made it, right? I will do anything. I totally understand that. And also, it's not like you can necessarily just tell every single pitcher, well, you should really throw 93 for your health, because now hitters are also optimized. And that's a genie that you can't put back into the bottle, that hitters are able to catch up to 101 sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that that's why it's such a difficult problem to fix. And the fact that now you have young kids starting to have that mindset, and also I think having a mindset where they are fairly early on being like, I'm going to be a baseball player and I'm going to be a pitcher, as opposed to playing a bunch of different sports, keeping their athleticism up, but not necessarily focusing on the same repetitive motion. I think that would probably be healthier for young athletes, to take a break from specifically whatever is the repetitive motion in one particular sport, or the possibility for injury in one particular sport. But I think, and I think this is in our society generally, I don't think this is just baseball, I feel like people are getting professionalized younger and younger, and there is a stronger emphasis on, I wouldn't say just professionalization, but like on already being a grown-up, mm-hmm. at younger and younger and younger ages. And so it's not just a baseball problem, in my opinion. It's a demand that society is making of children, that they be grown-ups already. And then when they are grown-ups and they're not exactly the kind of grown-ups that we want to be, then yelling at them for like not being exactly the kind of grown-ups that we think they should be by 25. And it's like, well, yeah, but you were sort of forcing them to be 25 from the time they were 8. Anyway, so that's in baseball. I do think somewhere on the power ranking, somewhere, I think it's towards the bottom, but I don't think it's not on the power ranking, is the pitch clock, right?
Okay.
So many people are like, oh, it's not the pitch clock at all. And I just feel like if you are asking someone to do something with max effort and max velocity, and you're not giving them enough time to rest between it, and you don't think that's a factor, well, then how about you don't rest between your reps at the gym, right?
How about you try
30-second sprints, and instead of resting for 30 seconds in between, only rest for 10 and see how you do, right? Like, it's just logic. And the fact that rather than sort of going forward with the pitch clock that we had last year and being like, well, okay, let's get a little bit more information about how this is impacting pitchers, they're like, no, we're gonna roll it back, we got to make sure that the games are even faster, when everybody was like, the games are good, the games are fast enough. So like, that's the thing, rolling back the pitch clock is the thing I'm just like white hot furious about. We didn't need it, the games were fast enough already, we didn't need it. Wow. It's just, I don't know, I if anything, I would like them to keep the pitch clock. I know everybody loves the pitch clock, but just actually give them more seconds and provide a couple more moments when a pitcher can really get like a couple of free passes per game that don't count as a disengagement, to just, you know, reset, center themselves. That also doesn't have to be the catcher doing a mound visit, right? It wouldn't add that much time to the overall game, and it would just make the whole thing so much more humane.
As you can see, and I'm just like, I'm coming out of my skin. I'm so excited because everything you just said encapsulated the three or four guys who I mentioned. Like, were you, honestly, like everything from the weightlifting analogy was what Kenley Jansen said. He's like, can you imagine weightlifting? And they say, hey, hurry up. Let's go. Lift harder, faster, harder, faster. Next thing you know, you're going to be blowing out, because you're lifting harder and faster, your technique is off, and he integrated. He's like, also just the oxygen levels. You know, you have to calm, you have to breathe, it goes to your muscles and everything else. And then things that you were talking about with the kids, and Rich Hill said at the top of his list, volume about the just simple volume, the amount of volume. And I pointed out that, or somebody had pointed out to me that, look at this era of pitchers who are getting hurt. Like, this is the specialization. This is what we, you know, Spencer, I keep bringing up Spencer Strider. I feel terrible, but he's the first one.
But he's one of the best pitchers in baseball, and we lost him for the season.
Right.
It's, I mean, I think some of the sort of panic about this are the number of like really excellent pitchers that we lost. But when you lose somebody like Spencer Strider, despite not being an Atlanta fan, like that's just a loss for baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just such a huge loss for everybody, you know.
And it's obviously it's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of high profile. It's yes, we don't want anyone to see anyone get hurt, but we also want to see the best product. I mean, I'm out here, you know, I'm right now at Progressive Field, and I just watched a Red Sox team that has 15 guys on the injured list. And I'm not saying that this is a pitcher all pitcher thing, but the point is that, you know, people. The 13,000 people who came wanted to see Rafael Devers. They wanted to see Trevor Story. They wanted to see Tristan Casas. They wanted to see Lucas Giolito. They wanted to see, you know, like.
And maybe they wanted to see Nick Pavetta. I don't know.
They would make Nick
Pavetta.
They
love the Whirlybird. What can they say? They're Whirlybird fans.
There you go. And so yes. So, and then real quickly, the other part that you had mentioned was the specialization about, and this is another guy we had on the podcast last week or the week before, and it was Mike Trout. And Mike Trout, I hadn't got a chance to talk to Mike Trout, Ellen. And so
I love that you're like, this is a guy we had on the podcast, Mike Trout. I don't know, maybe you've heard of him.
Well, I mean, yeah, look, we had on Mike Trout. Let's go. But I hadn't got a chance to talk to Mike Trout, but I knew that one of the things when I talked to him, I wanted to talk to him about was specialization. When you're coming up, especially in high school, because he is the poster boy. He is the guy who played three sports, basketball, football, baseball, all throughout. And I remember talking to a scout saying, yeah, you know, he probably fell a little bit in the draft because, you know, whatever. They're like, oh, you didn't separate yourself as much. But I was so happy when Mike said, when I brought this up, he's like, I would tell everybody to do what I did, to tell everybody what, and this comes back to the volume thing, right? Using different muscles, and not to say like the socialization, like all of that. So anyway, I mean, you couldn't have said it better, honestly.
Wow. I mean, I just want to point out also JT Realmuto, multi-sport athlete. He was also the quarterback on his high school, like I think state champion football team. He was very good, and he was also a wrestler.
It's so few and far, super athletic guy. So few and far between though now, and yeah, and it's sad. It's kind of sad.
But I definitely felt like, oh gosh, you talk to all of these actual baseball players and active pitchers about this problem, and here I am, a certified goofball, also answering this question. So I feel validated that my answer was not totally
my goodness.
Ridiculous.
Not only you articulated it better than all of them. I don't care. I can hear that. You articulated.
They're not going to listen to the podcast.
They don't read. They don't listen.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.